back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
Thank you for joining us today. I wanted you on the program for a couple reasons. First, just to kind of get a outlook of 2017, kind of how you see things going. I know you recently did your monthly outlook report or your monthly update, so just kind of maybe a recap of how you see the next 6 to 9 to 12 months going out in the Bakken oil fields.
Well, Jason, so far it looks like 2017 is going to be a pretty busy year, probably busier than what it looked like back in January when prices were still lingering pretty low. Of course, all that depends on what OPEC does the end of May. The production cuts they put in place the end of November expire the end of May, and if they don't extend them, then the last half of 17, we could see oil prices drop until the markets get into supply-demand balance. But for right now, it looks like a pretty busy year.
How did 2015 look, 2016, just kind of the most recent back-to-back years? Was there, was it, I guess, stagnant? Was it an increase? Was it a decline? Just kind of the last couple of years in the Bakken, how did it fare?
Well, 2015, things pretty much went stagnant. We saw a fairly significant drop in rig count, but we were holding production steady. We were seeing a little bit of an increase in non-completed wells inventory, but 2016, after the Iran nuclear deal, and Iran was able to ramp up to full production, we saw that second big hit on oil price, and things went into serious decline. So you saw several months below a million barrels a day, saw rig counts below 30, saw frac crews drop down to between 3 and 5, and so 2016 was a very tough year for the oil industry.
And wanted to lead in with those kind of as a summary to set the table a little bit. Also, I'd really like to point out the fact that the last couple of years, you couldn't pick up a newspaper, you couldn't turn on a radio, you couldn't go onto an internet website without reading the word downturn and low oil prices and et cetera. North Dakota was still right around that 1 million barrels a day mark. I know we dipped under for a little bit, but did we dip under 900,000? I mean, to me, that still sends a heck of a message to the oil and gas industry.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jason. We never got below 930,000 a day. And I think the sustaining production like that with a rig count of less than 30 and non-completed wells hitting over 900 wells really showed that these unconventional plays have got their legs under them. It used to look like it was a treadmill, that you had to drill, and frack to maintain production. But that really wasn't the case in 2015 and 2016. The industry pulled back into the core where the best wells are completed, and they found a lot of efficiencies and found better ways to complete the wells and really sustained production and activity surprisingly well.
In addition to the Bakken Shale play, I do some work down in the southern part, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, in that area, down in those shale plays. And I can tell you, it is job central down there. They're hiring left and right. I look out in the Bakken, and I'm hearing the same thing. But I thought I'd ask you, since you're kind of the expert in the North Dakota shale play, are the reports true that a lot of these Bakken companies are hiring?
Well, they certainly are. You know, we started the spring season with the industry wanting to add 10 drilling rigs and 10 frac crews. That requires over 2,000 new employees or returning employees. It sounds like right now Job Service North Dakota has 1,400 job listings for Western North Dakota for the oil and gas industry. Talking to Cindy Sanford with Job Service a few days ago, wages have really started to increase. They're now looking at $26 an hour versus $18 an hour in order to try to attract some of the truck drivers and frac crew people back.
Is that mostly just to get them to come over from another job maybe that they recently took in the last couple of years?
Well, it absolutely is. You know, when we had the big boom in 2010 through 2012, the rest of the country was in recession, and so you could attract people relatively easily to Western North Dakota. But now you have to be competitive, And so people are offering some housing allowances. They're not paying for housing, but there are apartments available, and they're offering for some assistance in getting into those apartments. And they've increased the wages, and they're offering some overtime. So it sure enough is. It's a competitive thing to try to get the best quality people back in here.
How about those secondary midstream companies? You know, I was talking to Jim Sabby with Pfeiffer Auction and Realty, and they're busy. Holy smokes, is Pfeiffer Auction busy. And the thing that we were talking about is how some of these companies, you know, they're liquidating some goods, not going out of business, but maybe getting out of a certain industry. And the example he gave was maybe a pipeline company who was digging pipelines, got into the concrete business. Well, now they really can't sustain both of those, so they're liquidating, say, their concrete assets and focusing back onto the pipeline. Are you hearing anything from those secondary, those midstream companies about either changing some business activity or ramping up or ramping down, I guess?
I haven't heard a lot in that area. That's some new information, Jason. Mostly what I was hearing was that these companies were doing a lot of diversifying as some of the specialty companies that were in concrete, say, or laying pipelines, contractors for installing, gathering pipelines, as they got squeezed by the economics, some companies were able to add divisions and to diversify. So this is really the first I've heard about them undiversifying or going back to specializing. I don't think that's a really strong trend as of yet, but certainly their specialty areas, their primary areas, are picking up.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Man should have seen it coming, a hatchet and a butcher block. But she was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel. Look both ways when you cross the street. Cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energy Services.com.